Galatians chapter 6. Galatians chapter 6. Some familiar verses. Something we need to be reminded of often. You reap what you sow. You reap what you sow. What's your favorite time of year? Mine is spring and fall. I like the spring and the fall. I have always liked the fall the most. I don't know why. Well, I think I might know why. I was raised in the South. It's hot down there and humid, and it was cool in the fall, and it was getting cooler, and I liked getting cooler. That was really nice. And I've been in the North for many years, living in Pennsylvania for 20 years and now here for a couple of years. And in spite of that, I can't get over liking the fall. Fall is beautiful. It's cool. Nice change of seasons. October is like payday for the farmers. I like that too. Payday for the farmers. The crops are being harvested and the long waiting is over. Even those who suffer some severe weather, it's damaging to their crops. If they'll be diligent, they'll still have a harvest, I've found. And some are and some aren't. Did you know that there's a metaphorical sense in which you reap what you sow? I know that you know that. Having to do with sowing seeds. We sow seeds, reaping, sowing and reaping in the field we call life in many different ways. Some have not given much thought to the type of seed they're sowing. And that doesn't work well. They're going to be maybe unpleasantly surprised when the harvest comes. Others who desire to plant good seeds in life, because of the storms of life, they've sort of given up. Have you ever met anybody that they just feel like, well, I've already blown it? They've just kind of given up, it seems, in their walk. Never do that. God is the author of new beginnings, isn't he? He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And just wherever you left off, pick it back up as long as you're still breathing and vertical and keep doing the things that God would have you do. Keep sowing the seeds. Some who've given up will be surprised perhaps to find there is a harvest in spite of the fact that they didn't do much. They may be a little disappointed and find out that it wasn't worth much, but it could have been. It's amazing what God can do with a little bit of effort, with the right kind of heart. Our text tonight is verses 7 to 9. Let's look at it together. It says, "Be not deceived, God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to the flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. He that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap, if we faint not." If we faint not. The simple laws of nature are used metaphorically in the Scripture many times about sowing and reaping. Back in the book of Job in chapter 4, and you don't need to turn there, Eliphaz said to Job, "Even as I have seen, they that plow iniquity and sow wickedness reap the same," he told him. Is it true what Job's friends told him? A lot of what they said was true, but we have to kind of weigh it with the context, don't we? A lot of what they said is not true. They were judging something that they couldn't see. And of course, that was wrong. Solomon wrote in Proverbs chapter 1 and verse 31, and you know those are the wisdom books. And so he was giving voice to wisdom, as if wisdom were a person personified. And he said, Therefore shall they eat of the fruit of their own way and be filled with their own devices. That sort of says it, doesn't it? They'll eat the fruit of their own way. They're going to reap what they sow. "For the turning away of the simple shall slay them, and the prosperity of fools shall destroy them. But whosoever hearkeneth unto me shall dwell safely and shall be quiet from fear of evil." Proverbs 1, 31 to 33. Hosea, the prophet, said as much in his prophecy, chapter 8 and verse 7, For they have sown the wind, and they shall reap the whirlwind. You've heard that before, haven't you? Sown the wind, they'll reap the whirlwind. It hath not stalk, the bud shall yield no meal. If so be it yield, the strangers shall swallow it up. A couple of verses later in verse 10, or verse 12 of chapter 10, it says, sow to yourselves in righteousness, reap in mercy. Break up your fallow ground. For it is time to seek the Lord till he come and rain righteousness upon you. So the metaphor of sowing and reaping is more than one place in the scripture. And I didn't cover them all, certainly. Sowing and reaping. We're sowing and we're reaping. We're sowing and we will reap. Here's how the metaphor works. There was a farmer who had a big patch of watermelons. And every night, the kids in the neighborhood would get together and they would go steal his watermelons. And so he had this idea. He decided that he would put a sign out in his watermelon patch and it would read, one of these watermelons has been injected with poison. He thought he was going to outsmart them. The next morning, he walked out to his garden and there was another sign placed right beside his sign and it said, now there are two. You reap what you sow. Now he reaped watermelon because he sowed watermelon, right? But he also reaped what he sowed in another sense, didn't he? What do you say? Socially, ethically, morally, you reap what you sow. In all of those, emotionally, you reap what you sow. That's the metaphorical sense in which it's given in the Bible. It's used in the Bible. The farmer reaped what he sowed in two realms, and we can as well. The only thing that you don't reap what you sow, I tried this one time, I planted bird seed and I didn't get any birds. They were all just weeds. Have you considered the fact that you will reap what you sow? Seriously. Have you considered the fact that you're going to reap what you sow? You can't think too strongly of that. It's a moral absolute. It's a law of God. You will reap what you sow. Look at our verses again. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to the flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. And let us not be weary in well-doing. For in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Of course, that's thinking about sowing good seeds, isn't it? That if we faint not, if we continue to sow good seeds, we'll reap. I think of that whole principle there about our tract ministry. How many tracts have gone out of here? 5,000 in the last couple of years? More than that, perhaps? There's a lot of gospel pamphlets out there somewhere. Some of them are destroyed. But who knows? It might be stuck in a book somewhere and somebody's going to take it out. If we sow the seeds, there's going to be a harvest someday. The articles, the Bible studies from the Mailbox Club, and all of the individual efforts, speaking a word in season, we're going to reap if we faint not. But let's look at the whole passage. Be not deceived, it says. The word deceived means to be led astray, to fall away from or miss the truth. Don't miss this, he's saying. Be not deceived. A teacher says, now listen closely to the wording of this next question. Don't let this one throw you. Have you ever heard something like that? Don't let this one throw you. It means it could be tricky. It's a trick question. You have to think about it. You have to listen. That's what he's saying here. Don't you be deceived. Don't miss this. My mother told her little friend, I think I told you this already as I start to tell it. She told her little friend, if you put your finger on that chopping block, I'll cut it off. And she put her finger on the chopping block and my mother cut it off with an axe. And she had to go get it sewed up. You cut my finger. I told you. Don't miss Don't miss what's being said. It could be dangerous to miss this. So Paul is saying here, I'm serious. You don't want to miss this. Here it is. God is not mocked. There's the truth. God is not mocked. No one will ever be able to say before God, well, I knew your laws and your rules, but they didn't apply to me. They did apply to you. And it happens with you as God said. To argue with the rules and the laws that God laid down is like arguing with a map. If the map says it's to the left, it's to the left. You don't argue with the map. You don't argue with God. God has made some statements. And in the end, you and I will both have to say it's exactly like the Lord said it would be. Have you ever felt like it wasn't for a little while? You just really didn't understand why this is happening. Why does the Lord let this go on? Or why does the Lord, you have a why question. But it will be, and we'll all say in the end, it's exactly like the Lord said it would be. And we'll see perfectly in our hindsight. Back in my hometown where I grew up, there was a little used car lot called Norton's Car Lot. And the guy's name there, his nickname was Spud. They called him Spud Norton. He was an older fellow and been that all his life. And I was standing there talking to him. I'd stop by and talk to him occasionally. And somebody came in and he said, do you have any cars here worth having? And he said, yeah, I've got a couple. He said, well, the reason I came back is because the last car I bought from you was a bucket of bolts. It was a piece of junk. And he said, oh? And he said, but you told me it was. You told me it was, and I bought it because I thought it looked pretty good. But it was a bucket of bolts, just like you said. So I came back to get another car from you, but I'm going to listen to what you have to say this time. Because it'll be just like you tell me. And that's how we need to look at God. Whatever he says, whatever the rules he gives us to live by, whatever he says works, works. Whatever he says won't work, won't work. It'll be as God says. God, be not deceived. God is not mocked. He's not mocked. You won't mock God and say, well, it didn't happen like you said it would. And what did God say that we'll have to admit that is true? He said, whatever a man soweth, that shall he reap. Mark it down, brothers and sisters. That's how it is. You may think you're getting by with sowing some seeds and there's no harvest. There's nothing happening here. It's not germinating. It's not affecting anything. But there's going to be a harvest of what you sow. What you look at, what you think about, your attitude of heart. All of these are like seeds that we sow. The Bible says, whatever a man sows, that shall he reap. One of the laws of the harvest. You reap what you sow. You reap more than you sow. You reap after you sow. And you can't live this year on last year's harvest. You reap what you sow has been put in other words. Somebody said, what goes around comes around. What goes up must come down. You got to put something into it if you want to get something out of it. You reap what you sow. You reap what you sow. So the world's even figured out. It's just, that's how it is. And that's what God said. Verse 8 says, for he that soweth to his flesh shall of his flesh reap corruption. Sowing to the flesh. The flesh is a natural man. It's the old nature. It's the sin nature. It's man apart from the influence of God. The word sow means to put our time, our effort into the dictates or the appetites of the flesh, to do what the flesh wants to do. There are a number of examples. I'll tell you what I sow and you tell me what I might reap. Reading the wrong things, reading the wrong materials. What might I reap from sowing that seed? I'll have the wrong thoughts. I'll think about things incorrectly, unbiblically. Laying in bed too late. What will I reap? Lost my job. I get fat and lazy too, right? Eating too much. What happens? You get overweight. Neglect your Bible. You'll be spiritually weak. Illiterate. You'll need the scripture somewhere and you won't have it because you've neglected it. The wrong kind of friends, you'll become the wrong kind of friend. If you offend people, you'll be offended. If you cheat, you'll be cheated. If you steal, you'll be stolen from. If you break the law, you're going to reap the consequences of breaking the law. If you tell lies, you'll be lied to. Is that all true? Because you reap what you sow. You reap what you sow. Sowing to the flesh will only lead a Christless individual to hell, right? They're lost in their sins. But it's not just talking about sinners, is it? It's talking about saved people as well. It can also destroy our hopes, the hopes of believers, the hope of enjoying the abundant life that Jesus Christ came and afforded us when he came to earth. One commentator says, sin always corrupts, and when left unchecked, always makes a person progressively worse in character. It always has devastating effects to sow to the flesh. The next part of the verse says, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. Sowing to the Spirit. Galatians is an interesting book. One of these days we'll study through it. Galatians 5:16 says, this I say, walk in the Spirit and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Walk in the Spirit. Galatians 5:18 says, but if ye be led of the Spirit, ye are under the law. If ye be led of the Spirit, ye are not under the law. Left out an important word, didn't I? You're not under the law. Led by the Spirit. One commentator that I like to read said this has to do with the new nature rather than the Holy Spirit. It does make you sort of pause and think about that. Led by the Spirit. You can't hardly separate the spirit of a man born again from the Holy Spirit, though, right? The new spirit that lives within our life is Christ living in us. And so you can't hardly separate the two. Listening to the Spirit of God. Don't do that, he says. Don't think those thoughts. Don't go there. If we listen to the Spirit, he also has a lot of things to say. Go there. Do this. Do that. Speak here. And so on. If you go to church, you'll be edified. If you read your Bible, you'll have Bible answers. If you sow those things. If you're nice to others, they'll be nice back. Did you find that so? It's amazing the difference it makes. Go through the checkout line at the stores and just smile to the individual and talk to them. I walked through a line this week and I said, it won't be long, you're going to be planting flowers. A lady down at Home Depot. And she said, yeah, I'm moving outside to sell in the garden shop or something. She was going out in the garden shop and it was easy for me to take a tract out of my pocket and said, read this in a little while. You'll enjoy this. And she took it and said, thank you, I will. But it makes a difference if you smile, doesn't it? It's amazing. You reap what you sow. You reap what you sow. Help people that are in need and you'll be helped in time of need. Obey the law and the law will protect you. Take care of your body and your body will be healthy. Be honest and you'll be treated honestly. You reap what you sow. He says in verse 9, and let us not be weary in well-doing. I guess the idea is if you sow and you tend and you sow and nothing seems to be happening, nothing seems to happen, you could get tired of sowing and just think, well, what's the use? Don't be weary in well-doing. He didn't say don't get weary, did he? Because we do get weary. We get weary physically, and we get weary emotionally. The emotional part, have you ever heard somebody say, I got burned out? That's not biblical. Christians don't get burned out. We're not running on our own fuel, are we? We should be accessing the strength that God gives us to do the things that He provides. We won't get burned out. We might get tired physically, might even get tired emotionally. But we won't snap. If we do the task that He gives, He will succeed through us. God's the one doing the job. I'm crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself for me. It's Him living in us. So the word is saying, don't be tired of doing right. Don't get weary. Don't get tired of doing right. Just keep on doing it. There'll be a harvest someday. Keep on doing right. Why? For in due season, we shall reap. But I want it today, don't you? We like instant everything. Instant everything. A farmer can plant his crops and he gets tired of keeping them cleaned out. The weeds just seem terrible this year. He's been hoeing this corn for weeks and there aren't even any ears on the stalks. And he decides, I'm just going to quit. It's not worth it. That's not the thing to do. As we sow the good seeds in our life, we could get tired, weary, emotionally. Spiritually, sometimes we're down in a valley, but don't stop. Don't throw in the towel. When I was candidating to come up here, the first time that Mary Jean and I flew up to be with you folks at Corinth Baptist, I had a garden in Lexington. It was the first garden I'd had in 20-some years, probably. Pretty good size vegetable garden, and it was beautiful. It was great. We had some really strong winds, and it was raining sideways. Have you ever seen it do that? Just the winds blowing. My corn laid down. I had about 4 rows up pretty high, corn laid down. I thought, well, I'm going to go out there and stand it back up. So I did. I got out there with a hoe and pulled some dirt up around the corn and stomped it down. Every corn stalk. I wanted every one of them to make it because I was really happy that we had a pretty garden. I wanted to keep being pretty, not all laid down out there. So I stood it up. I was pretty proud of myself. It was a little crooked, but it was still standing until tomorrow. And we had another rain, and the ground got soft again. The wind blew a little, and it laid right back down. So I stood it up. 4 or 5 times I stood my corn up while it was big. You know how the little tentacles come out the bottom of a corn stalk and go up? They were all sticking out of the ground. It was terrible. There was nothing to hold it up, but we got it propped up, piled dirt up around it, and it was a great thing. The ears came out on the corn, and the tassel started to tassel. And I went out there one time. And there were June bugs. Is that what you call them here? The beetles, all over the tassels, eating the tassels off. So I went and got some. I thought, man, this is impossible. How does Nate do it? But I got rid of the June bugs. The tassels, what was left of them, started to brown. It was ready to pick. And I got a call from Lee Gardner, and he said, we want you to come up here next week. Ugh, my corn needs harvested next week. So my mom got my corn that year. But there was a great, she did give me some too. And it was good. But I learned a lot of lessons that year from raising my garden. Honestly, I got them written down in a book. Sometime I'll read them to you. One of the lessons was you don't quit. You don't give up on the crop. You just keep going. Whatever happens, you just keep plowing forward. Don't get weary in well-doing. And there'll be a harvest. It's for real. It's true in the physical sense, and it's true, brothers and sisters, it's true in the 21st century, in 2019, it's still true, this law of God. If we'll keep plowing, if we'll keep pushing on, if we'll keep doing the right things, there'll be a harvest. There'll be a harvest of souls. There'll be a harvest of blessing. There'll be a harvest of all sorts of things that we put into the ground we call life, to the soil of life. But we need to remember there's some seeds we don't want to plant too. So there's two things here. Don't plant the wrong seed. And when you plant the seed, nurture it. Don't give up. Keep on going. Keep on sowing. Keep on planting. And there'll be a fruitful harvest. It's hard to be nice to somebody when they're not nice back, isn't it? It's hard to be nice when they're not nice back to you, when it's not reciprocated. But don't quit. Give the seed some time to grow. Give them an opportunity to respond. It's hard to keep reading your Bible when you just don't seem to understand. But don't quit, because you are getting a little bit. And that little bit will be a piece that you put into the foundation of Bible knowledge that'll keep on growing if you don't stop reading, if you don't stop studying. You reap what you sow. You don't sow anything, you don't reap anything. You sow the wrong seed, you're going to reap the wrong things. It's the law of God, and it's true. The last phrase is, if you faint not, if we don't quit. If we quit, the weeds will choke out what we've started. And the harvest will be a disappointment. Galatians 6:7, be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Wonderful verses. A fellow by the name of Sir Robert Watson Watt invented the radar. It was used by the police to find out how fast somebody's going. Well, Robert got caught for speeding. He went through a speed trap, a radar trap. And shortly after the irony of that unfolded, he wrote this little poem. He said, "Pity Sir Robert Watson Watt, strange target of his radar plot. And this with others I could mention, a victim of his own invention." We're victims of our own inventions, which is another way to say you reap what you sow. And so will you and I either, we will either be victims or we'll be beneficiaries of what we're putting in the soil of life. And brothers and sisters, think about it enough to know that you're sowing every day. You're sowing every day. You may not realize you're sowing every day, but think about it. What you're putting into life, your thoughts, your time, your efforts, your appetites, what you're putting into life is what you're going to get back out. And our life is not our own either, is it? It's bought with a price. It should be to glorify Him in our body and spirit, which belong to Him. Let's pray. Father, thank You for this easy, simple thought, but profoundly true. I pray that, Lord, we would take it to heart tonight. Help us to be aware of the seeds we're sowing tonight before we go to bed. The seeds we're sowing as we awake tomorrow to a new day. Lord, help us to know that we will reap what we sow. Help us to not be weary in well-doing, not to be frustrated, not to give up, not to quit. Because, Lord, You've promised a harvest if we won't faint. Help us as individuals, help us as a church. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.